Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness consciousness. Carl Jung reminds us of that, and today we're going to be asking some questions, and we're going to be exploring and prospecting on the spiritual path, from intuition to psychic to mediumship, self-perception. Who are you? How do you view yourself? What labels do you choose to use? Do you feel powerful or powerless? Do you feel confident and empowered, or doubtful and disempowered? What does your self-talk sound like? Is it positive or is it negative? We're going to answer all those questions on today's episode of Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, together. And I want to just say, I hope that you're staying safe, that you're staying healthy. I hope that you're staying properly informed wherever you may be on this beautiful planet of ours. So we're going to take the next 60 minutes to discuss all those questions and embracing the magic within with our special guest today. But real quick, before we do that, before you grab your coffee or grab your tea, I just want to say again, thank you for all of our global inspired listeners all around the globe. You can connect with the show anytime you like. You can, in the second half, we'll be opening up the phone lines. That number will be 1-202-570-7057. That is the Om Times Radio call in line. We're not going to be doing readings today, but we will be taking questions based on today's topic about embracing the magic within. If you want to follow us on social media, there's a few ways that you can do that. Our main page is on Facebook, and it's called Inspired Living Radio, where we have over 1,500 now inspired listeners all around the globe. You can follow us also on Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us. That is Inspired, the number four, For Us. So Inspired For Us. If you miss this live broadcast through Om Times Radio, you can always go catch the podcast, 5 seasons of Inspired Living Radio, over on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, MarkLanehart.com, and of course, Om Times Radio Archives, that has all 5 seasons of Inspired Living Radio, where we like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration, or even go a little deeper and say be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. And that's what we're going to do today with our very special guest. Her first time on the show, she's an intuitive medium. Her name is Shelley Wilson. We're going to be discussing spiritual, inspirational topics, self-help, personal development. We're going to also be diving into her new book and exploring some of the chapters for embracing the magic within. Choose to live your life with passion, presence, and purpose. Intuitive medium Shelley Wilson is going to be discussing her book live right now on what is passion, what is presence and purpose, as she shares her new book, Embracing the Magic Within. Shelley has created this inspirational, empowering book reminding us to embrace the magic within. At times, our earthly existence can feel mundane as we seemingly go through the motions of being human and functioning on autopilot. Shelley invites us to consciously attune body, mind, and spirit to the expression of our true self. We have the opportunity to activate, embody, and embrace all of our magical divine being through an intentional and conscious practice of connection, communication, and creation. Through positivity, authenticity, inspiration, words of wisdom, and personal stories, Shelley aims to purposely assist us with acknowledging and integrating this expansive, magical energy so that we can truly live a life we love. It's time to shine. This inspirational, empowering book is intended to remind us of the power we behold, through positivity, authenticity, inspiration, words of wisdom, and personal stories. That's what we're going to explore today on Inspired Living Radio. You can learn more about Shelley Wilson at ShelleyRWilson.com or EmbracingTheMagicWithin.com. Shelley, welcome to the first time to Inspired Living Radio. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mark. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share a conscious conversation with you.
Yes, yes, yes. Conscious conversation and positivity and light in this ever-changing, transformational world we seem to find ourselves in on a daily basis. I wake up every day going, all right, what's the day going to bring? But that's part of Carpe Diem, right? We got to seize the day.
Yes.
We got to, you know, embrace the challenges that are before us and keep moving forward, but do it with consciousness, do it with light, love, kindness, compassion. That's why I started Inspired Living Radio almost 5 years ago now. It's hard to believe I've been on the air for 5 years.
Wow.
Is to have this vibration, to have this message that can resonate out with people all around the globe. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background and the new book. And, you know, let's do a little bit of prospecting for everybody's own spiritual gold out there.
Yes. Well, the first thing when you were listing all of those things, Mark, what came to me is also with awareness, you know, because part of this journey that we're on, this human life experience, to me, we're here to embody that human experience. And of course, this year, as we recognize 2020 has been a bit challenging, or a lot challenging, if we want to really put it in perspective. And so a bit about me, I was always sensitive. I grew up knowing things, very sensitive child. And it wasn't until 2008, so 12 years ago, that I began exploring more and really tuning into Reiki, began developing my intuition even more, developing my mediumistic abilities. And if I recall, Mark, I think we were both in Dallas with Lisa Williams in 2012 at her psychic development class.
I'm laughing because that was actually my very first event ever with mediumship, with psychic. Lisa, who I love, took a, you know, she saw something in me that I didn't see myself. Definitely didn't have any spiritual practice, definitely didn't have a radio show. And she invited me down to Dallas, you're right. And it was a life-changing weekend. Where it's actually one of the first times I actually got to see some of my family members with my actual physical eye in the spiritual world. And that kind of set the tone for where we are today. So great memory, great reminder, but it seems like a decade ago, right?
Yeah, it was. It literally was 8 years ago, nearly a decade. But, you know, we had to apply and she accepted, I believe, 100 people for that course. Yeah. And what I recognize is a lot of people there, you know, to me, when people offer courses to take, you know, we're guided to go there. But to me, there was also something very magical, very synchronistic about many of us coming together because we're still connected. And because so many of us are from all over the United States and even all over the world, that we are holding the light in our respective places.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So tell us about your bio talks about being an intuitive medium and a conscious creator. So for our listeners out there, what does that mean for them? And what does that mean for you to be an intuitive medium and a conscious creator?
Yes. Well, first of all, a lot of people recognize the term psychic. Psychic means of the soul. But to me, psychic can also have a bit of a connotation like a fortune teller. And I definitely don't want to disempower people. I want to empower people. And that's why I prefer to use the word intuitive. And then, of course, a medium would be connecting to those that are crossed over. And then I like to use the term conscious creator, because first of all, we're all creating realities. We're all energy. We're made up of energy. Everything we say and do is composed of that energy. And so when we become aware of our own energetic emission with our thoughts, words, and actions, we become aware of what we're focusing on, and we become aware of what we want to create. This is where we can become a conscious creator.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny because I had the same thought when I started on this spiritual path. I didn't personally think I was going to be a psychic or a medium or teach or do radio or any of that. And I you know, for me, the word, every time I thought of psychic, I would always think of, you know, call 1-800 psychic yeah. Wanda on TV, you know, that connotation that you talked about. And for me, I was like, okay, what, you know, I don't want to be psychic, Mark. I don't, you know, and not, yeah, not to take away from anybody else that goes under that moniker. But for me, I wanted to explore, you know, what would have that more of that male energy, mm-hmm. That masculine testosterone energy that could still be spiritual, but still, you know, have a cool, you know, moniker or name for it. And that's where I came up with the intuitive prospector. I have to be honest. I didn't come up with it. That's how I was. That's the, you know, those that guide me in the spirit world kind of came up with that. Because when I first heard it, I went, okay, that's kind of stupid. But, you know, it's that self-critic. And we'll be talking about that, right? We'll be talking about that label and that self-critic that you talk about in your book. But now it makes sense because it is about prospecting. It is about mm-hmm. intuition. It is about consciousness and awareness. As Eckhart Tolle reminds us, right, the greatest agent for change is awareness, and how you find that awareness, the awareness within, the awareness to the external world. And I always think of, you know, Nikola Tesla, if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, we start thinking in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And oh boy, yeah. Well, it's been quite a journey. So tell us about how you became this intuitive medium and this conscious creator, which I love that, by the way. How did this start for you? Was it based on something that you were born with? Did you come through it through trials and tribulations and trauma and tragedies? How did this journey begin and unfold for you, Shelley?
Okay, well, first of all, as I mentioned previously, I've always known things, always been very sensitive. I was diagnosed with epilepsy when I was a child. I have a central tremor still to this day, so my hands shake, which can be a bit annoying at times. And the thing is, always had my headaches, migraines, and things like that. And so I realize now I'm very sensitive to energies, very empathic. And now, fortunately, I understand what is happening and have a bit more control over it, so to speak, or I'm able to clear it. But when I was younger, I didn't know what to do. And I have always wanted to help people. And so it just seemed very natural that I would step into this role. And, you know, Mark, I fully believe that, you know, every experience we've had leads us to the path that we're on. And, you know, some people may think, well, this is part of our destiny. And some people may think, well, we choose this. And I think, well, it's both. I think that the more that we step into who we are and what we choose to be, and this is where, you know, we also decide really what we love and what we're passionate about. It's amazing when this begins taking form and presents itself to us in the way that it has.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's, I like to call them soul adventures, right? Because
yeah.
it's all about the soul. It's about what you're learning. Not every lesson is fun, right? So, you know, I always say the lesson repeats mm-hmm. until it completes. But the lesson is to have that experience, to have, you know, the joy and the pain, the hurt and the sorrow, but also the peace and the, you know, the enlightenment of what we're here to do. And it is. It's just, it literally is a spiritual journey, and I call it the soul adventure. And you talk about supporting others as they navigate their own journey into consciousness and the experience to be alive. And we're going to be going to our first break here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to kind of touch on that. In your book, you talk about the ABCs of self-care. I want to touch on that for our inspired listeners out there. You also have a few other books, 28 Days to the New You, Connect to You Within the Journey into Consciousness. Those are also out there for the listeners out there. We have Shelley's bio on the Inspired Living Radio and Instagram page. If you want to go out and click on any of her links, click on her site to get to any of her information to work with Shelley. You're also the creator of Journey into Consciousness, Cards of Empowerment. So I'm curious to prospect on what that looks like, because I know that you have some cards that go along with this book as well, correct?
Yeah.
Clarity, or what you call clarity cards, I guess.
Yeah.
Clarity cards. So we'll talk about that when we go to our first break. But just before the break, just kind of why support others? Why help others navigate their journey into consciousness to experience what you call aliveness?
Yes, well, you know, I'm just hearing in my head to say, you know, sometimes we need a lifeline. You know, sometimes we need people to know that they're not alone. And that's definitely what my intention is. You know, when we become aware and awake, we want to help others on that path. Not everyone's ready to step into that for themselves, but I feel that when the time is right, we, and I say we collectively also, that, you know, we're here to help show them the way and to guide them along.
Become aware and awake. We need to
Yes.
put some quotations around that for you. Aware and awake, because we are, I think from a global standpoint, there's a great awakening taking place for all of us, and I think that
Yes.
there is a great reckoning that's starting to take place through this awareness of what, you know, people want moving forward and what people don't want moving forward. So it's going to be a really interesting rest of the year in 2020. I think we'll look back and say, man, this should be 1 year we should have skipped altogether. But, you know, at the same time, I always look at transformations and, you know, the inner alchemy process, the process of the refiner's gold or the caterpillar to the butterfly requires struggle and chaos and change. And but I also at the same time know that we're going to come out of this through consciousness, through that awareness and awakening. But also what Anne Frank reminded us about, you know, not thinking of all the misery, but all the beauty that still remains. And that's
Yes.
where we're going to be going, the beauty that still remains. So we're going to be going to our first break here. And when we come back, we're going to pick up this journey, talking with our special guest today. Where are you in the world,
I'm in
real quick?
Oklahoma, so right in the middle.
Oklahoma. Oh boy.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to be back here in 2 minutes with intuitive medium Shelley Wilson talking about her new book, Embracing the Magic Within: Choose a Life Your Life Within Passion, Presence, and Purpose. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me the voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart. If you want to work with me in Seattle, Washington, or online, in person, phone, or email, you can always visit me at marklanehart.com or just do an internet search for The Intuitive Prospector. You can find me every second and fourth Wisdom Wednesday of Inspired Living Radio at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also find me Monday mornings for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays and The Healing Cafe over on Facebook Live and YouTube. So thanks for tuning in. I hope that you're enjoying this very educational, inspiring, and conscious show with our special guest today coming in from Oklahoma, intuitive medium Shelley Wilson, talking about her new book, Embracing the Magic Within, Choose to Live Your Life with Passion, Presence, and Purpose. It's kind of a tongue twister at the end there. Before the break, I was trying to say it, and I got all tongue twisted up with passion, presence, and purpose. So Shelley, welcome back, and let's pick up where we left off. Just talking about, you know, being in service and helping others with, you know, to navigate their consciousness and their experiences, and, you know, how you do that and what this book obviously was tailored to do.
Yes. And, you know, one thing I want to mention, Mark, you know, we're all aware of what's happening in our world. And, you know, part of this experience, I fully believe, is also, you know, raising our conscious awareness and that collective energy. This is the shift that we've all been recognizing that is showing up. And, you know, one thing that I was talking about a lot last year at the end of the year, I was saying, you know, 2020, in optically speaking, it means clear vision. So this is a time to get clear, to gain clarity. And then when we look at what four is, numerology speaking, four is a year inviting us to return home to ourselves. It entails building a future for ourselves that aligns with a more stable and secure life, self-growth, and creating our own reality. Now, when I wrote this, and this is in the introduction in the book, this was before all of this started happening. And what I will tell you is when we look at these experiences from that perspective, it is helping us to really clear out that heavy energy that no longer serves us. And we're talking about, too, you know, the blessings within this health concern epidemic that we're experiencing. What is it offering us? You know, is this offering, even though we may feel that we're social distancing, physical distancing, is it really bringing us more connection? Because I feel that it is.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny because in numerology, as a numerologist, I knew that we were in for some great change this year. I didn't know it would be this epic and this scale on a global scale. But, you know, last year was 2019, which was the year of the three, which was a lot, you know, looked at that as the age of Aquarius, the awakening process, and then removed into 2020, which you're right, that 2020 vision. But in numerology, too, it talks about being the dedicated worker and the master builder. In order to be a master builder in something, to build something new, you have to tear down things of old.
Yeah.
You know, just like in construction, you got to tear out that foundation. Or here I'm in Seattle, and I was talking about this to a colleague about, you know, a lot of people remember the old video of the kingdom being imploded in Seattle and it all falling in, and then building the new what is now called CenturyLink Stadium here in Seattle, where the Seattle Seahawks play. But it's a very iconic video of the kingdom imploding, and that's kind of what this year represents, is that implosion, so we can start building anew. And it's not easy. I mean, you know, we've got people, you know, from the pandemic to the financial crisis, to, you know, some of this civil social unrest that we're seeing across the country. But I come back to what Confucius taught about, and he talked about, you know, where everything has beauty, but not everyone is going to see it. And I think that's a big part of what's going on with the society today, is some of us see the beauty, some of us see the awakening and the transformations, but others do not. And it, you know, when you have two different viewpoints, it's going to create, you know, conflict and chaos. But through this awareness and awakening that you talked about, and in your book, you know, there's a part that I, you know, it was one of the pages that stuck out to me. It was the picture of the caterpillar in the cocoon phase, and it was the excerpt from Rumi's poem, you know, about being the melting snow, reminds us of the power within. And when this year started, you know, for my psychic prediction, I talked about the great coming together and a great struggle. And the great coming together, we're seeing it right now. We're part of the biggest, you and I, Shelley, are part of the biggest civil rights movement in the history of the world, all 50 states, 19 countries and counting. And it is going to be a great coming together. But we also know that the caterpillar requires a season of isolation and the cocoon to struggle in order to emerge as the beautiful butterfly. So let's get into some chapters and some details more about your book. You indicated that you're not a fortune teller. You're not going to predict the future. And I agree with you. Again, when you get into that word psychic, people think, oh, I'm going to go to the psychic and they're going to predict the winning lottery numbers or, you know, when am I going to die or how am I going to die? And I'm like, I'm not that person. I don't, you know, the best part about your future, as Abraham Lincoln reminds us, is it comes one day at a time. You plant your seeds today for the future you want. But as far as, you know, in every moment, in every choice we're making in our life, it's constantly changing. This book, I felt from reading it and reading through it, it really was, I found it very empowering, and some exercises, some ABCs of self-care that I thought was very, very creative on your part to put that out there. And you talk about that you choose to empower, you know, other people rather than disempower. Could you expand just a little bit more on, you know, the empowerment and what this book can do for people that want to check it out?
Yes. Well, the first thing that's coming to me is that saying, you know, you can teach a man to fish or you can give a man a fish. And either way, he's going to eat more than likely. But to me, anytime we can give people tools for themselves to once again help to create the reality that they seek, this is where we're empowering them. And that's why when I work as an intuitive medium, especially, you know, if people come to me with life questions that they would like some clarity on, I really want to give them what I'm seeing and sensing and feeling in that moment. But I also want to say, well, you know, how would you like this to go? What would your end result like to be? You know, how can we go about and achieve that too? And so I feel like the more that we empower people to know that, first of all, the answers they seek are within, that we're always getting guidance. We all have guides. We all have helpers on the other side. And it's a matter of us tuning in and trusting. And I know some people with their religious beliefs, they may not believe that we can connect to those that have crossed, or they may not believe that we should talk to anyone, that it may not be, you know, coming from anyone other than God, or other terms we may use would be higher power, source, consciousness, and so on. But I feel like, you know, once again, if we really recognize that we're having this human life experience, but it can be so much more amazing, once again, when we intentionally and consciously intend to tune in and embrace that magic that is within each one of us.
Yeah, exactly. It's that journey of going within, right? It's that we always seek for the answers out in this external world, and that journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And that single step is really going within, whether, you know, based on, you know, prayer, meditation. I always remind people that prayer is thought going out. Meditation is that listening back for that response to the questions you're asking, and also using that consciousness and that intuition. It's kind of funny. I was thinking when you were talking, I could actually hear the quote from Meryl Streep where she talked about, you know, what makes you different or weird, that's your strength. And, you know, for all you weirdos out there that are listening to today's show, we love weirdos. We think that that is your strength. That's what makes you different. And you talk about this in the book about the authenticity. Let's talk about that authenticity, because again, there's a lot of labels, people trying to emanate and be like other people versus being themselves. And I feel that's a great struggle as well, especially in today's society of social media, 24-hour news, and trying to be something that you're not, and not embracing the difference or the weirdness or the authenticity that you are. That's your strength. That's your gift.
Yeah. And, you know, as you were talking, Mark, the first thing that came to me is the software Photoshop, you know, where people have the ability to make themselves look better and so on. And, you know, the one thing when we really start embracing our beauty, who we are, how we look like, the experiences we're having, what our life looks like. And sometimes, you know, there may be really amazing things happening and there may be some really awful stuff that happens too. But when we start choosing to show up, and as Brené Brown says, show up, be seen, answer the call, this is that time for us to really embody this experience.
Yeah, exactly. I love her. I love her backstory too, and just how she, you know, kept going and persevered, and that's a big part of the journey too, right? Is showing up and pushing through on a daily basis, you know, for the trials and the tribulations, the struggles that we all go through. And I remind, you know, my clients and the listeners out there that life is an acronym. Learn it from experience. That's why you're here. And it's that soul adventure. And it's not every experience is great. But again, you know, it's just, you know, as Eckhart Tolle talked about, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. And, you know, as psychics or mediums, that's why we really don't get into the future, because it's not set in stone. It's not, right. It's not written out, because your free will and choice will always change that. But how you change that is by planting seeds today and going within to embrace. As I always remind my students, I have my spiritual group tonight, and I always remind them, if you want to find that diamond within, diamond is created by pressure, extreme pressure and stresses. And you don't have to have those extreme stressors and pressure, but then you just remain that piece of charcoal, right? And I know a lot of people want to move from being a piece of charcoal to being that bright, brilliant diamond. I'm hearing the song in my head, shine bright like a diamond.
Yes.
But again, in order to find that diamond, you've got to apply a little bit of pressure and to find your authenticity. And one of the pages that I really enjoyed, I'm not going to give too much away, because we want people to go out and purchase your book. And again, if you want to work with Shelley, you can find her at ShelleyRWilson.com. You can also go to EmbracingTheMagicWithin.com. You're on Instagram, Facebook at Intuitive Medium Shelley. So if you want to go to Facebook or Instagram and follow her there, you can do that. Or you can email her at Shelley@ShelleyRWilson.com to get the books and also get the cards that I want to talk about. But one of the pages that I really enjoyed was the on page 164, it was the ABCs of self-care, because we forget a lot of times to take care of ourselves. We love to, you know, especially for the work you do, Shelley, and the work I do, I love helping and being service and inspiring and guiding and motivating and educating other people. But at times we forget all about ourselves. So I came across this page and I was like, oh, ABCs of self-care. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. And one thing I just want to share with the listeners briefly, too, is when I put this book together, I purposely did not have chapters. I have some sections, but the main thing was I just wanted it to flow. And I wanted people, if they were guided to read it front to back, they could. But if they also wanted to just randomly open the book to a page, there is something there for them. And you can just say, what do I need to know for today? But when I was doing these ABCs, to me, this is a really great exercise and something I encourage my students to do, too, when they're wanting to channel some inspiration, let it flow. Pick a topic that you want to focus on, write down the list A to Z, and then just whatever flows to you, write it down. And so obviously with letter A, always do your best is what I included. B, boundaries are necessary. C, cocoon as needed. D, don't take things personally, and so on. So the main thing we want to do practicing self-care is really becoming more aware of our own needs, and also that energy that we're investing in people, places, and things, and also the energy that is affecting us.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that stood out, given the times that we're in right now, was K for kindness matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remind people, it doesn't matter how bad things can get, you can always be kind.
Yeah.
And so that was the one that jumped off the page. And then J for just breathe. So a lot of times we forget to just breathe, right? And I was doing a lecture the other day and on Zoom, because we're in the digital world of the Matrix now, and it was over in Norway. And I reminded people, what is the first thing we do when we come into life, when we incarnate from the spiritual energetic form of our soul into this physical flesh suit? What's the very first thing that we do? We take that first breath. You know, we've been breathing liquid for 9 months, and all of a sudden we've transformed, right? We've gone from breathing liquid, you know, from the caterpillar to the butterfly through the cocoon phase, and all of a sudden we're breathing this thing we call air that we can't see, but we know that we need. So it's important to breathe, and because that's the first thing that we do. And what's the last thing when we decide that we want to return home to the etheric world and leave the physical flesh suit? We exhale.
Yeah.
And so it is. And it's that release of, you know, a constant series of inhales and exhales. And, you know, also just a reminder for all the listeners out there, You can be kind, you can be caring, you can be compassionate, and just breathe for yourself can take you a long way on the ABCs of self-care. If you want the other tips, you're going to have to go out and get Shelley's book so you can see that menu and practice that exercise. But a really good exercise. I got a lot out of that.
Go ahead.
So let's talk about, we got a few minutes before our second and last break, but you talked about spending time in reflection and allowing memories and feelings to arise so that they can be honored. And I love that because one of the things that I talk about from just my journey in spiritualism was to honor your grief. A lot of people, for many years, I didn't honor my grief. I didn't reflect on what I call the trauma and tragedy or the TNT that blew up my life. Because I wasn't always connected to this world, Shelley. This came through great, the TNT that blew it up. And I had to really do some self-reflection and some inner healing for my own journey. But I always say honor your grief. And let's talk about that. We'll go into our second break here in a second. But let's talk about how important it is to spend time in reflection. Because I think that's tied into self-care as well and allowing memories and in feelings, both good and bad, to resonate through you as osmosis reminds us. That's water passing through a membrane. Spiritually, it's like energy passing through us as a membrane to honor everything that we feel.
Yes, one thing that's, really important is, first of all, to be here now. You know, a lot of people may dwell in the past, go over the coulda, woulda, might have been. A lot of people may just constantly plan the future. And in reality, it's so important to the best of our ability to just be present. And part of this also, though, involves with our healing and our transformation, our awakening, and so on, is to spend some quiet times in reflection and just let stuff come up. Don't label it good or bad or whatever. Just whatever comes into your awareness, allow it to come in. Allow yourself to acknowledge it. If it's something that feels very heavy, honor those emotions, but then allow those emotions to shift as you move through them.
I love that. So we're going to go to our second break. If you have a question for Shelley or myself, number to call, 1-202-570-7057. We'll be back here in 2 minutes with our final break. This is Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million, and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I just want to remind everybody out there during these unprecedented times in our history, and just it's a quote from Dr. King, the time is always right to do what is right. So welcome back, Shelley, Intuitive Medium Shelley Wilson. We're talking about her new book, Embracing the Magic Within, Choose to Live Your Life with Passion, Presence, and Purpose. Before the break, Shelley, we were getting into the part about reflection and honoring the experiences of our life. And I love the quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's one of the first quotes I remember coming across about changing the way that you look at things. And he talked about when you change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at start to change. And here we are. We started off with a Lisa Williams workshop back in 2012 down in Dallas, yes. Texas. And look at us now, right?
I know.
So let's keep the conversation going. Again, if you have a question for myself or for Shelley, 1-202-570-7057. Phone lines are open. Producer Chris will put you in the waiting room until we can bring you on. If not, let's keep prospecting and get into some more spiritual gold and spiritual nuggets for this awesome book.
Yes. You know, one thing that I'm guided to do is just I want to randomly open the book up, Mark, and just see what Spirit wants to say to all of us now. And
ooh,
the
card
that I, or the page that I opened it to, page 146, and it says, celebrate who you are and who you are becoming. Welcome your diversity. And so to me, once again, you know, as we recognize so much is shifting, and if we can really honor everything that's coming through us, spend that time in reflection, as we talked about before, but also honor all of our paths. You know, one thing that triggers me, and I'm being very honest here, is sometimes when I'm on social media and I observe some of what people are sharing, and sometimes people are so strong and passionate about their opinions and their beliefs. And sometimes I recognize just a lot of heavy energy, a lot of fear, a lot of divide, and so on. Mm-hmm. And I think that, mm-hmm. you know, once again, we want to be authentic. We want to be who we are. But I also feel like sometimes we really want to focus more from a heart chakra energy, letting love guide us. And then just saying, you know, is this necessary? Is this true? Will this benefit if I share this and post this and comment? Or perhaps do I need to refrain from investing energy into this comment?
Yeah, exactly. And so social media, media, TV, television, I always break that down to tell a vision. Just be mindful mm-hmm. of what you're taking in and what you're connecting to. You know, as a public figure on social media, when I first started out doing this, I remember getting attacked for, you know, just doing inspiring things, you know, talking about love, talking about kindness, talking about, you know, the golden rule and the golden circle. And somebody would come out of the woodwork and say, you're, you know, a fraud and a con artist. And it's just like, and I used to take it personally. Now I, you know, now I just know that it's just going to happen, especially yeah. in social media. And that just shows the dysfunctionality of social media as well. And not a, you know, people got to remember there's, it's not always people. There is automated bots that actually just string negativity as well. There is an automation behind this as well. But yeah, be mindful when you're working on social media. And when you picked a page at random, I did the same thing. I just, I've got the digital version, so I had to actually just do a scroll and let go. And wouldn't you know it, Shelley, a lot of times I give affirmations on Inspired Living Radio, like a monthly affirmation. And so it stopped at page 280, and it's examples of affirmations. So I just want to read a few for the listeners out there, because I think that your thoughts become your words become your actions. So it's important to have words of positivity. One is affirm, I am healthy, happy, and whole. Affirm, the power is within me. I have the ability to create. Affirm, I am confident, courageous, and powerful, and I am creating my reality consciously. Affirm, I recognize the guidance I am receiving. I acknowledge and appreciate that I am not alone, for my angels and guides are with me always. So I kind of did that fun, and I love how you set the book up. I'm sure the editors didn't really like that about not having chapters, but I like that for opening the book. I can just see the editors going, "What do you mean there's no chapters?"
Yeah, exactly. and the thing is, you know, I like being unconventional at times, you know, and what we talked about a little bit before too is, you know, being weird, being different. And to me, I want to say, you know, we're being unique, and the more that we choose to walk our path and recognize that we may not have to conform or do what everyone else is doing. And going back to you, Mark, and you choosing to be that intuitive prospector. You know, when I see that image in my mind, I think of that miner. I think of that person really connecting to nature, outdoors, connecting to themselves, and guiding people on the path, and then also helping them find those nuggets of gold, that nugget of truth, that nugget of consciousness and awareness and so on.
Yeah, and I always remind people, too, of the reality of what we do. You know, the prospector is somebody that's going to, you know, try to find that gold or that diamond within, but it takes work, right? It takes putting on the right attitude, the right equipment. If I'm going to go hiking up into the mountains, I better have the right boots on. And if I'm going to dig down into the earth to find what I'm looking for, it's going to, you know, it's going to be dirty. It's going to be hard. It's going to be, you know, I'm going to get, you know, covered in sweat and dirt and it's grungy. But I tell you what, when you find what you're looking for, and it's different for everybody because everybody's unique and authentic and looking for something different, when you find that, it's worth all that hard work. It's worth all that sweat on the brow and being covered in mud. And sometimes, you know, you find that gold nugget and then you take it down the mountain, you take a nice shower and you're clean and you have this new nugget that you've worked hard for. And that's kind of what the spiritual path has been for me, working with intuition, consciousness. You know, I just remind, you know, the listeners out there, embrace your uniqueness. Time is too short to be living someone else's life. And don't live somebody else's life on social media and what you see on television. Live your life. Embrace your uniqueness or the prospector within. Because some amazing soul adventures can really unfold for you if you do that. And you have the strength and the courage and the confidence to move forward that one step at a time. So let's talk about your cards real quick. These shows go by so very quick, especially when we have such interesting information to go over. And of course, awesome, you know, guests to the show. Like I said, I love doing radio. And I can't believe I've been on the air for 5 years. But I've learned just so much and connecting with different people from different backgrounds, different perspectives. And I just remind people, the art of spirituality is the ability to shift your perspective. And you had talked about having these cards. Excuse me. Let's talk about these clarity cards real quick.
Sure. Well, the first deck that I actually created, Mark, was the Cards of Empowerment. And this is the deck. I took all the pictures myself. These are all flower pictures. Most are from my flower beds, and then they're from other places I've traveled as well. And so I really love working with that deck of cards. And to me, spirit really rings true. Now, when I finished writing Embracing the Magic Within and sent it off to be formatted, I got the nudge from Spirit. Go ahead and create an accompanying deck to go with that. And I call these clarity cards. And they're very similar, but they're more where they're like power words and so on. And so I'm just reaching for the deck right now and just randomly pulling within the deck. And the card coming through says, love yourself unconditionally. So anytime we just need that sweet little reminder and perhaps a tad bit of positivity, something to help guide us and to gain clarity with, then we can just randomly pull a card, or you can pull as many as you need to.
Ooh, I like that. And because none of my shows are scripted, let's do something unscripted.
Okay.
I'd like you to shuffle the deck and pick a card for me. I'd like you to pick a card for our inspired listeners, and I'd like you to pick a card for just you and your journey and see what three messages we get.
Okay, perfect. So putting some energy in this deck here, and I'm laying them face down. So the first card is for you, the second is for the listeners, the third is for me. Your card says create consciously. So Mark, this is that reminder to just really once again become aware of what you seek, what you desire, and that energy that you're putting forth with it. Also just become aware of the energy surrounding you that may be coming from other people, places, and things, and do your best to clear anything that doesn't feel good to you so that that will not interfere with your manifestation. The card is for the listeners is practice the pause. So this is a reminder to you to just don't get caught up in chaos. Don't get sucked into that energetic vortex that I am intentionally doing. One of my favorite things is spending time outdoors. With this health concerns this year, all of my trips have been canceled. So now everything is online, which affords me more time also to do yard work and spend time outdoors and create flower beds and so on. And all of that brings me joy.
I love that. Yeah, thank you for doing that. And that card definitely resonates with what I'm doing. It's funny, the second card, practice the pause. Did I get that right?
Practice the pause.
I just had last month, one of my students in my spiritual development group actually had talked about practicing the pause. And so I actually had her teach on it. So it's funny that that card came up for the inspired listeners. It's a reminder, but yes, practice the pause, taking that breath that we talked about, you know, try a form of meditation, whether it's getting out in the garden, getting out in nature, just sitting in a place of without distraction. You know, I always talk to people, you know, about focusing too. Your focus does determine your reality. So be mindful of what you're focusing in on. Don't focus on being, you know, first or last, whatever you're doing out there in life. Just focus on being the best at what you're doing. And of course, pick up Shelley's book so you can use this as a menu to open up on a daily basis and just turn to a page and see what is in store for you. So, Shelley, it's awesome to collaborate. It's awesome to reconnect. My mind is kind of racing because I forgot that we had met at Lisa Williams back in 2012. And so that reminder, I totally, you know, because we work with a lot of different people, right? And so it becomes almost like, you know, different readings and different people. And I was like, I could not think about where we had first met. And that is, it's interesting because that's where my spiritual journey really began. That's where the intuitive prospector really started, that Lisa saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And there was a lot of people that applied to go down to Advanced Mediumship in Dallas. And you're right, she only took 100 people. And, so it's just kind of very cool that we are reconnecting 8 years later. Yeah. And again, if you want to learn more about the awesome work that Shelley Wilson is doing, you can get a hold of her a few ways. ShelleyRWilson.com, EmbracingTheMagicWithin.com. You can find her both on Instagram and Facebook. Just look for Intuitive Medium Shelley, and she'll pop up in the search engine. If you want to work with her directly, you can also email her at Shelley@ShelleyRWilson.com. It doesn't look like we had any callers today. I think everybody's intrigued with just listening to us talk about consciousness and mindfulness and the spiritual path of healing and unfolding. And anything that you'd like to share, and what I like to ask my guests, who or what inspires you, Shelley?
Well, one thing, you know, that inspires me is, you know, just once again, being able to see the beauty within every experience. And I am just, once again, so very blessed with the people that I've connected with on this journey, the people that have assisted on my transformation process on this journey into consciousness. And I just feel that, you know, once again, the more that we choose to live our life with passion, presence, and purpose, the more that we embrace that magic within, the more our lives will be transformed. And once again, this isn't just, you know, trying to not focus on anything that isn't great. This is just that idea of, you know what, I want to really become more aware of my energy investment and where it's going.
Yes, yes, yes. Or as Buddha likes to remind us, if you want to fly, give up everything that weighs you down. And that's including the negative thoughts, the inner critic, your relationships that you may have with people, especially, you know, right now. And again, you know, I open the show with a quote from Carl Jung, where he talks about one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness consciousness. And that is about, you know, finding and bringing the light into the darkness. It's the cracks or the scars of our journey that allow, you know, the light to come in. It's, you know, scars have scar tissue for a reason. They get stronger, even though it hurts, you know, based on our relationships and our experiences of life. And we get cut by life all the time. But at the same time, those scars get stronger, and that's why we have scar tissue. So keep moving forward, keep inspiring people. Shelley, it's been awesome having you on the show. And any words of wisdom for our inspired listeners out there that you'd like to leave us with?
Yes. Well, I'd like to close out with this quote from Osho. And it says, each person comes into this world with a specific destiny. He has something to fulfill. Some message has to be delivered. Some work has to be completed. You are not here accidentally. You are here meaningfully. There is a purpose behind you. The whole intends to do something through you. And with that, Mark, each one of us are truly the change that we seek. We just have to become more aware. We have to become awake, and we have to really begin creating more consciously.
I love that. Shelley, thank you so much for being on Inspired Living Radio today. Keep doing the amazing work that you're doing. And again, if you want to connect with Shelley directly, you can go to ShelleyRWilson.com or EmbracingTheMagicWithin.com. We also have her post on Inspired Living Radio if you want to join our global community all around the planet, listening to the live shows here on Om Times Radio, catching the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Podbean, MarkLeanhart.com, and of course, Om Times Radio Archives. Want to just say, you know, with these changing times and these challenging times that we find ourselves in, be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and until our next soul adventure together, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. I'll see you here in 2 weeks for another episode of Inspired Living Radio. Shelley, you be safe out there. Thanks again, my dear and my friend, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Love the inspiration, love the positivity, and I'm sure our paths will connect again. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week and be safe out there. Be healthy, be informed. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. Take care. Namaste.